Today, a further look at how drones are being used in Barbados in agriculture, as heard at the just-held meeting of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers. This is David Lewis, a member of the Barbados Unmanned Aerial Association.
Caribbean Aerial, we worked with a Canadian company, it was called Propel Project, which did a planting of onions, and we looked at six sites across the island and monitored them from the preparation of the fields to the cultivation, drying and everything, from determining growth rates, plant skipping. We looked at irrigation. We looked at the time of reaping for the fall of onions. We looked at diseases. And by the way, cameras can see certain states of disease in plants up to 6 days, sometimes longer than the average eye. And is also one good thing about drones as well is that they cover a lot of landmass really quick. In the process of photogrammetry, is what my colleague is referring to, using multispectrum cameras, not only what we call RGB, but we look at different infrared spectra, you're able to identify these things. That's all said and good. These technologies are here. They are relatively, I would say relatively inexpensive. I say relatively because that project, probably for the period at cost, was about $6,000 Barbados, as at cost. So for it to become more viable, more people are going to have to sign on, and we will have to have the input of government and the understanding of government, which, again, with all due respect to the new government, so far is now 3 years that we've been having major issues with getting access to new technology, improving on our technology via imports. And I hear the minister as it relates to technology, and this whole thing is about technology, but unless government facilitate the movement of technology, the reduction in duties on this technology is not going to make any difference whatsoever. Because technology is going to drive the energy field. One of the biggest disadvantages in Barbados, right, is our economy of scale. I think that's how to put it. So if your electricity bill is all the way out here, you cannot be viable in a market. And getting people to understand that when I have to pay, what is it, $6, $12 for four tomatoes is ridiculous. Right? No. Fair enough. But that again is itself. But in technology with energy, technology, we haven't even looked at water and water resources and how we're going to provide those. If they're coming from diesel, they're all technology driven and they're all energy driven. So we have to look at that. And Mr. Williams alluded to the renewal process with your little helicopter, right? I get a letter that tells me if I don't renew, right, I have to pay a fee of $250,000. I think that's the letter that he got as well for a toy. Okay? And right now in Barbados, I can't get a new license. I cannot import a new product, as I said. Right? This is as it relates to drones. The legislation is apparently there, but it needs to be fast-tracked. And what was the last thing? If I don't pay the license and I use my drone for commercial purposes, I am breaking the law. If I can't get a license in Barbados, right, because the licensing office for a frequency refuses to give me a license, I am breaking the law. And I would like to have that addressed as quickly as possible. So technology and drones is fine. We can do fantastic things once there's scale and once there's the availability of technology.
David Lewis of the Barbados Unmanned Aerial Association on Sagicor's Early Business.